Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to the fifth or sixth, I can't remember. episode of the Curzon podcast. Sam was ill last week and now he's not here.
We've lost him.
We've lost Sam.
He's gone.
He's gone. He had a cold. Yeah, Sam's gone on holiday.
He's been replaced by...
By
me. I'm Jenna. I also work at Curzon Canterbury. And yeah, I'm filling in Sam's shoes today.
How do you feel about that, Jenna?
Slightly nervous. Although, you know, knowing Sam, I'm sure I can do an equally good job. No, I'm joking.
Fighting words.
Yeah.
So the film we watched on Monday night was Grandma.
Yeah, and actually it's probably quite fitting that the ladies are taking over for film because it's very female heavy and very female empowering.
Feminist film.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you like Grandma?
I did. I really liked it. It's really good fun is what I think I felt overall. Did you like it, Helen?
I did.
Oh, good. We were having a right laugh.
No, it is. It's good fun. Mm-hmm. And it's got some heart to it, which
yeah,
I always
it really does.
Need in a film.
Definitely.
Need some sort of heart. And listeners of the podcast will know that my favourite running time for a film is 1 hour and 30 minutes.
It hits and that mark.
It doesn't. It comes under.
Oh, my God.
A tight 1 hour 22.
That's pretty good. My favourite kind of film is the kind of film that I never feel like I need a wee in it.
Yeah. Or I don't wriggle.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I was wriggling a bit. But I don't wriggle through boredom.
No. We were very, very watching it for that 1 hour, 22 minutes.
So if we go through the cast, and we will start with just talking about general performances, and then later on we're going to move on to some spoiler stuff. But for now, if you haven't seen it, you're fully safe to listen. So
yeah.
So the main person is Lily Tomlin.
Yeah, I think she is the tour de force of the film, isn't she? It's all about her, the title role, grandma, but not a grandma as you would imagine a grandma to be, I would say.
So she's a 70? Is she 70?
Well, I know Lily Tomlin's 75, I'm not sure.
I think she plays a 70-something-year-old lesbian grandma.
Yes. I think the role was written for her by the director, writer-director, Paul Weitz.
She is amazing, actually.
Yeah.
Really carries the film through some scenes that maybe don't work so well, which we can talk about.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you, actually, there.
But she's so watchable, and she's not... Because at the beginning, I was a bit worried she'd be one-dimensional.
Yeah.
Because she's very brash and sort of ranty. But actually, throughout the film, all the other sides to her developed and she plays them really well.
Yeah, I think that's what's amazing about this film, is although it is kind of just like a day, you get a whole sense of these characters' lives within that journey. It doesn't need to be the weeks preceding or the weeks around it at all. It just needs to be that one day.
So it's just one day.
Yes, it's just one day.
And it is about a girl... called Sage, who's played by Julia Garner.
Yeah.
And she goes to see her grandma because she needs money. She needs $630.
Yes, which is apparently the going rate in America for...
an abortion.
Yes. Which probably seems a bit crazy to us as lucky British systems with the NHS. Yeah.
She goes to see her grandma, and her grandma doesn't have the money, so they have to go on a road trip.
Yes.
To sort of visit grandma's old friends and people like that.
Yeah, because Sage doesn't want to go to mum. She And wants to go wants to go on the road and find any way else other than having to fess up.
Yeah, so there's a time, there's a nice kind of strict time limit as well, because Sage has already booked the appointment, which is the other side of Los Angeles.
Yes. 5:45?
Yeah. Nice.
Thanks.
So they have to get there by then.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a nice kind of, you know, that at 5:45
something's going to happen.
Either they're going to miss it or they're going to get there, but it's a nice thing to have at the beginning.
Yeah, definitely agree.
And yeah, the film just happens in that one day. It ends at the end of the day. So I really like that in a film, and it keeps it simple.
It does. Definitely. I think that's probably one of this film's greatest parts, that it, in its simplicity, really, and it's just very good storytelling of very interesting characters.
Yeah. So do you have a favourite character?
No, it's got to be her, hasn't it? It's got to be Grandma. Yeah. Elle Reed, I think, is her actual name.
Yeah.
The lesbian poet. I think that's kind of the title. In the kind of the title cards of it. I'm rambling. But, yeah. So, she is just great. She is everything you want your grandma to be. In some senses. I think you need the other one that's making you biscuits and like sitting you down.
Yeah.
But she has got everything you want. She's the person you go to in a crisis, for sure.
Yeah. So when we first meet her, well, no, when Sage first meets her on that day.
Yes.
She says, I don't have any money. Grandma says, oh, I can't help you because I don't have any money. I've cut up all my credit cards.
Yeah,
and I've made them into a wind chime.
Because she's transmogrifying her life. Brilliant.
I mean, there's so many lines like that.
There are so many hilarious lines in this film. Just absolutely great. We can come on to my favourite one a bit later.
Oh, I know what that
is. Yeah.
It's good. Yeah. What do you think of Sage, Julia Garner? What do you think of her?
I think she's brilliant. Yeah. She's brilliant, yeah. I don't know how old she actually is. But she's very convincing as a 17-year-old. She's got that lovely kind of, like, the naivety of a 17-year-old, but also the kind of readiness to become an adult, but the willingness to step back and go, actually, I'm still a kid.
Like,
it really hits that nail on the head.
Because she's strong, because she knows what she wants to do, but she's terrified.
Yeah.
Which is really realistic for this topic.
Yeah, definitely. It's a big topic as well, especially in the States. It's a very political topic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's handled really well within this film.
It's not overplayed in terms of drama, so there's not this huge dramatic thing about, Grandma, I need... an abortion. Like, because her grandma is a feminist and she's lived her life, it's very much like, okay. And all through the film it's just like, okay, this is what
it's kind
happening.
Of an acceptance. It's a
of
something that's not going to be very nice for her to have to go to, but like a necessary evil in some respects for her, because you can just see throughout her performance she's not ready to have a baby, and you know, grandma's there for her. And
but it's not like Hollyoaks.
No. It is definitely not like Hollyoaks.
It's so much more clever than... They don't make this big... The drama point... The film is about Grandma. It's called Grandma. It's not called Sage's Terrible Day.
Yeah, exactly. It's not... Yeah, yes. It's not about Sage's big life-changing decision. It's about these two women kind of...
Connecting.
Connecting in such an amazing way.
Yeah. Which is obviously important because, you know, abortion is a part of life and loads of women go through it.
Yeah.
And it is dealt like it's an everyday thing, and that is what it is. So really important.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it reminded me a little bit of Obvious Child, which came out a while ago. And there was a big fanfare over the fact that the lead character in that film was going to have an abortion, and it was just kind of matter of fact. She wasn't, you know, devastated.
Yeah.
Her life wasn't over because of it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it's great that these films are doing this, that, you know, it's not the end of a woman's life to have to go through something like that. It's something that can happen.
Yeah. It's there's a good episode of Girls as well that deals with it.
Yes.
In a really matter of fact
way.
Yeah. So really on point in terms of reflecting actually what's happening in the world today. And thank goodness it's happening, you know, thank goodness it's legal and everything. Mm-hmm. So really great storytelling. Really great.
Brilliant storytelling.
Judy is the mum, Marcia Gay Harden.
Yes. We don't meet her till a little bit later mm-hmm. in the film. So is that a little bit of a spoiler?
That's all right, I think.
Yeah, it's a mini spoiler.
We hear of her.
We hear of her very early on. Yeah. Well, she doesn't want to go to her for a start. So
yeah, that's why she's visiting yeah. her grandma. So because, interestingly, her mum has the money.
Yes.
But she says she doesn't want to go to her mm-hmm. For reasons that we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
So that's a nice kind of like realistic thing as well. Like her mum is earning a lot of money. Yeah. Which you don't see a lot in films.
No, it's true. Yeah, her mum is... We also find out quite early on in the film there's no dad involved.
Yeah.
And there never has been. And mum is a really driven career woman.
Yeah. Because it would have been so easy to be like, I don't want to go to dad.
Yeah. Yeah,
even
it's
though
true.
She has all the money. Like, it's such an easy thing to write in, but it would just be lazy writing.
Yeah, it would. You're right, actually. I hadn't thought about it like that. Yeah. It's brilliant. This film is so about the woman and... the power of women in the world.
And the relationships that we have.
Mm.
I think it's really strong in terms of, like, a feminist film, a film about women. The main character is over 60. You don't see mm-hmm. that a lot.
You don't at all.
And
also, like, women discussing feminism and discussing all these things that are so important that can so often be like, oh, feminism. But yeah. just not discussing it in that kind of way. At all.
Yeah.
Kind of just celebrating it for the amazing things it's done.
Which absolutely.
I think is brilliant.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
If you could take a road trip with anyone's grandma
oh,
in the world, whose grandma would you take?
Whose grandma?
Think about it.
Okay, I'm thinking about it. This is tough. Have you already got an answer for
no,
this?
No. Because I thought it was a good question.
Okay, you didn't want to preemptively.
And then I went back to Sean.
Whose grandma would I go on a road trip with?
Think about it too, listeners, and
yeah.
leave a comment below. Who's
I think
grandma?
It's quite easy to say, like, maybe one of my parents' grandmas, because I never got to meet them.
Oh, that's a nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can be from the past.
Yeah, oh, great. Good news. Yeah, maybe one of my parents' grandmas, because I never got to meet them. It'd be nice to know.
And would you chat about... what your parents were like.
Yeah. I'd love to get some gossip on them. You know, like, your parents are always telling you about what you did when you were a
yeah.
kid. That's really embarrassing. I'd love to come back with, like, here we
well,
go.
I know.
Yeah.
Where would you go on the road trip?
Oh.
If you were... Maybe, like...
Can I go back in time on my road trip?
Sure.
Maybe just, like, good old 1920s England countryside. I'm having a lovely time.
On a
yeah.
picnic.
On a picnic,
with
yeah.
your parents' grandma.
Grandparents, yeah.
That's really nice.
Thanks.
Would you take Ma or Pa?
Nah, they can stay at home. This is my day.
Who would I take?
Yeah,
probably
would you take?
Someone who's going to have a good... I mean, your answer is really good.
Thanks. But it's not right. You could take someone fun. I mean, I don't know if my great-grandparents were fun or not, but, you know...
Maybe, like, a zookeeper?
A zookeeper's grandparent? Or just a zookeeper?
A zookeeper from the past.
Right.
Who had children.
Right.
And...
then grandchildren.
Sorry, who had, yes.
Yeah.
And they kind of, like, all lived at the zoo.
Mm. Or, like, that BBC series that was ages ago called,
the
like...
Zoo. The Zoo.
Yeah, you could take that guy.
Him.
Him, yeah. Brilliant.
He would have some nice tales about a walrus.
Yeah.
I think. And we would go to the zoo.
What more could you dream of?
Nothing. The last I asked Sam, because we did Trumbo,
mm-hmm.
I said, what film would you claim credit for?
Ooh, that's credit? A great question.
What would you do? Listen back to Trumbo now on iTunes. What film would you do?
Well, I might have to claim credit for one of my, like, favourite films.
Yeah, go.
I think I'd go for American Beauty.
Nice.
I think it's very clever. Very well done. And I would just, be like, hey, guys, American Beauty, that was me. Yeah. What about you?
I've always said my answer.
Oh.
You can find that
oh,
when
I'll
listen
back.
Yeah. We've gone off track.
Yes, we have. Back to where we were supposed to be.
Back to Grandma. Shall we talk about, what did you, early on in the film, they go to a coffee shop.
Yes.
What did you think of that scene?
That was absolutely hilarious. That was one of the first times I really laughed in this film. So the coffee shop used to be the women's health clinic, which I think is kind of, so it's quite a political thing. You know, everyone's getting mad at coffee shops everywhere.
It used to be free.
Used to be free.
That you could go and seek help.
Yeah. And obviously that's changed in 5 years or something along those lines. I think it's what
you said. Yeah, five.
Yes, and this is where Lily Tomlin kind of, well, she loses it, doesn't she? For the first time. Not the last time, but the first time. Yeah. Very funny. She clearly is offending the sensitive people around her with her...
Because they're talking very loudly about how it came to be that Sage needs an abortion.
Yes, they are. And the couple around her are not looking impressed, and neither is the cafe manager. But, you know, this is another one of those moments in that film where it's like, you know, this is a fact of life. I'm not going to censor myself for you and your sensibilities. And, you know, she takes that to quite an extreme level.
Did you see, I liked it.
Yeah.
But I felt the extremeness.
Mm-hmm.
Then I felt lost.
Yeah, well, I mean, it becomes farcical, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Rather than... I don't know, maybe like hitting the point as well as it could have done. I think when they first went in there and you're like, oh, it's another coffee shop, it's another...
I really liked that. Then she does this whole thing about drip coffee.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh...
Too much for you?
Too much.
I mean, I just...
Did you just really like it?
Well, I thought it was really funny. I think maybe just that an inner part of me wants to pour a coffee all over the floor in an establishment.
You've got tea in your hand now.
Hi, Helen. We're in Helen's flat, so...
We're in room. We call it...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I can see why. No, it's very nice in here.
It's quite small.
But that was too much for you, was it?
It's too much. I felt sad at that point.
Did you? Because I felt that was all right. When I felt it went too far was when we went to Bonobo Cafe.
Yes.
That's when it had hit that for me of like, okay, you know, it's like too much now. You're losing a point here.
That's a really good point. Mm-hmm. I had forgotten about Bonobo Cafe.
So Bonobo Cafe, named because...
Bonobo chimps?
Yeah, bonobo
or monkeys
are like feminist monkeys. Basically, it's like a female matriarchy.
All they do is masturbate and eat.
Yeah, and apparently there's no wars when you do that all day. So, you know.
A thought for the nations.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone, write that down. Think about it later.
Yes, because there's a thing about, like, there's a woman in there and she's like, can I just have my Tabasco sauce? Oh, yeah. And it, that maybe doesn't work as well.
Yeah.
My favourite bits are when Sage and Grandma are in the car.
Yes.
And they're just chatting.
They're just being Sage and Grandma, like, connecting with each other, finding each other. Definitely. Brilliant. That's when you get the other side of Lily Tomlin's character as well. When she's not just the brash, loud, kind of in-your-face woman. And it also shows a little bit of her sensitive side. And has that connection with her. I think, that's the golden moments of the film.
Robbie Collin of The Telegraph said there's lots going on at the edges of the script.
That's a lovely way. Yeah.
Which I read it because they sort of touch on stuff. And then there are nice pauses where you're left to reflect.
Yeah, definitely.
But it doesn't take itself too seriously because there's loads of funny moments.
Yes.
In it. I mean, I would say I wasn't a fan of the cafe, either cafe then.
Yeah.
Because I did agree with you about Bonobo, even though I forgot.
You forgot Bonobo. You wiped that from your memory.
I just forgot that happened. Which, you know, that's important to say in a review. Just forgot that bit happened. So maybe it didn't add that much.
Yeah.
But the other bit, so they go and see an old tattooist friend who owes her some money.
Yeah, played by Laverne Cox.
Yeah. Who plays it really well. Yeah, it's really nice. Great. Bonobo Cafe, Grandma has an idea to sell some first editions of feminist texts to this woman. And then they go and see a friend of Grandma's from the past, which we'll talk about. We're sort of nearly at spoiler town, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. So there's some nice kind of interplay between Grandma's old life and her current life. So whenever they're back in the car, she's kind of like back in her current life, but then she keeps having to revisit her past. And the way that her past is revealed kind of helps Sage to understand her grandma more and to also reflect and understand about what's about to happen to her. And that's really, really beautiful to see. And it's done with a lot of humour. But that's really the heart of the film, and that's really what the film is about.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I agree, Helen. Very well put.
Thank you. We should probably spoil it now.
Yeah, we should.
Because we're kind of at that stage. So, if you haven't seen it and you don't want to be spoiled by it, where can they see it? Because we had a special...
Yeah, so we're on, like, we're really revisiting. Grandma came out quite a while ago, didn't it?
So, is it correct that it was called Curzon Revisits?
A Curzon Curates, yeah. So, Curzon kind of brings back films that have done well, that maybe didn't get such a big release, but that they think should be seen by more people, and Grandma's been one of those films. So we've all been looking forward to it for ages. Yeah, they show it on a Monday evening and a Wednesday afternoon.
So, something to look out for, Curzon Curates.
Yes, definitely.
If not, I suppose... There's always, you know, get the DVD.
Yeah, probably nearing up that time now. Definitely worth it.
I could say that they could watch the trailer. We sometimes talk about whether you should watch the trailer or not.
Yeah, I don't think the trailer gives anything.
I think the trailer's just fun.
Yes, it is.
And it will give you a sense of
and
the film.
And that's the heart of the film, isn't it? The fun in it.
Yeah. Great. So, we can talk about more about her mum now.
Yes.
So... Spoiler, they don't get all the money that they need.
Yeah.
It doesn't go well.
They have not achieved their goal by the end of their
time
road trip.
Time is running out, but they need to get there.
They are still $500 short,
yeah.
Which is quite a considerable amount of the $630.
They haven't done well.
Yeah.
So they go and visit the mum, who has one of the best opening shots.
Yes, yes, absolutely hilarious. So you hear about this mum, and in the car on the way there, there's a really funny moment between the two of them where Sage says to her grandma, I'm really scared. And grandma goes, oh yeah, me too. And then Sage is like, why? She's like, I've been scared of your mother since she was 5 years old, which is brilliant. And then it basically opens up in two.
To a shot, maybe we just shouldn't even say.
Oh, it's too good, isn't it?
It's too good. Really, I don't want to spoil that, but it's a really nice...
It's so funny, and it tells you everything you need to know about her.
The mum.
Yeah. It couldn't be more explicit, the kind of person she is.
Yeah. Okay. I just kind of wanted to pinpoint that as an excellent part of the film.
Excellent.
Really clever. One of the strengths of saying everything without saying anything.
Yes.
Which
is what this film decides to say well.
Yeah, lovely. They go and also visit Sage's boyfriend.
Yes.
To see if he has any money.
Oh, yes.
Which is your favourite line of the
this
film.
This is my favourite line of the film. Some people shouldn't have facial hair. It looks like you've got an armpit on your face. Oh! What a zinger, honestly.
It was good. So that's delivered by Grandma.
It is delivered by Grandma. Who else could deliver that kind of line?
And then she goes ahead and beats him up.
Yeah, she does.
With a hockey stick.
Yes, yeah.
In some private places.
she goes to town on him.
Because he doesn't have... He's not very nice.
He isn't very nice. Well, they call him the creep, don't they, for the rest of the film. And, I mean, he just doesn't really accept that it's his problem, I think. That's the kind of main problem with it. He's 17. He's not very clued up to the world, and he kind of just thinks Sage should get on with it.
We also meet... the other man in the film is Grandma's ex-husband.
Yes, we don't know that straight away.
Yeah, it's... which is revealed.
Yeah.
And kind of interesting, because she's, you know, a lesbian.
Yeah, and you Sage know that says, right from the off.
Sage says, I thought you were always a lesbian. And then Grandma says, yeah, I was, but... No, sorry, Sage says, I thought you always liked women. And Grandma says, yeah, I did, but I didn't always like myself.
Yeah. It's a really telling line, that one.
Yeah.
Another one of those moments where such a short sentence says so much and doesn't need to be explained any further.
Absolutely. And he's pretty horrible.
Yeah.
As well, the husband. I mean, what did he think?
He's a real mixed bag. It was hard to get a read on him. But then I think that's life, isn't it? That's what this film does so well as well, giving you some kind of real people to deal with. You know, people aren't always nice or nasty. And this guy's a little bit of both. Can tell he's been quite damaged, I think, by his life experiences and some of his experiences with Grandma.
I found him creepy.
Did you find him creepy? Well, I mean, there was definitely a very creepy moment there.
Yeah.
It was quite hard to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right, there's more to him than that.
Yeah.
And he gets... I mean, his real kind of screw you move is he... has the money, but he doesn't give it to them. He
refuses to give it to them.
Which I was
some kind of like
cross about.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's kind of punishing them, isn't he, for like really
the hurt that Grandma's caused him.
Yeah, over a kind of spoiler similar issue back, back when they were married. So Grandma leaves him and is pregnant and aborts their child.
And is that because it's discussed that to Grandma, Grandma had to have an abortion in the basement?
Yes, yes. So, yeah, Grandma's had a kind of backstreet abortion.
Yeah.
Not very nice experience. She later tells you it was very painful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which kind of, it gives an idea of how much she's had to go through as a woman.
Definitely. And she also has a line that she delivers to her ex-husband saying, about why she got rid of the baby with him and then proceeded to have a baby from a one-night stand. She says, I wanted a baby, but I didn't want a husband. I didn't want a family. I didn't want that kind of life. And so, yeah, she's had to go through a lot, really, to get to where she is.
And she's great.
Yeah, and she kind of, she knows herself, I think.
Now, but that's what's so lovely about having a character who is over 60, because you don't really see that in films. That's the point. She's now that age, and she gets it now. Mm-hmm. Like, she knows what she likes, she knows what she doesn't like, and she's still confused about things. You still see that, but she's lived through a lot, and I think that's why we need more characters in films who are women and men who are older.
Yeah.
Because they have their story to tell.
Exactly, very underrepresented.
Do you think there could have been another male character who was actually quite nice?
Yeah, well, there weren't really any nice male characters, were there?
Yeah, which, I mean, to flip it on its head, is I don't want filmmaking to go that way.
No, I think, no one wants that, do they? They want equality, not kind of, we're better. It'd be nice to have a general balance. So maybe, a nicer male figure would have been nice. Maybe someone at the hospital at the end.
Yeah.
I actually didn't clock that those are the only two.
I think so.
Oh, but the cafe owner in the first bit, and then.
But he's not nice. He asked them to leave.
Yeah, he's guy that fixes the car.
You're right.
30 seconds.
No, but he is a nice male character. Because I was thinking there's none, which is a little bit too much.
Yeah, but no, he's nice.
He's lovely.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not in it for very long.
I mean, I think all of about a minute.
Yeah.
Of the but, 1 hour, 22 minutes.
Like we're saying, like, this is kind of because of so many films don't have any female characters in it. Mm-hmm. So this is like an all, pretty much an all female cast. So it's needed, it's good. But I can see if people were like, well, no, there's no nice male characters. It's maybe pushed it a bit too far
in the other direction. Yeah, maybe. I think that could be its flaw.
We're about to round up.
We are.
But we should talk about the final scene.
Yes.
Or scenes. So they get to the hospital.
Yeah. They arrive there and there are some pro-life people, I think that's the correct term, outside the hospital. I'd actually really not considered that before, how difficult that must be.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To have people sort of...
picketing outside.
Yeah. When you're about to make a really tough decision.
We're going to go under quite a lot of pain. Like, yeah. You don't need that to happen.
You don't need that. And that's quite difficult. There's quite a young girl there who... There's a kind of comedic moment there with Lily Tomlin, grandma, where she kind of tries to tell this little girl that...
She says something really sweet.
She says something so lovely about, you know, that there's a world outside of hatred and all of this kind of stuff, and gets...
thumped in the eye by a 7-year-old.
Which is funny. Yeah. especially as we've seen grandma doing the beating up until now, so...
Yeah, true. So the hospital, really lovely people, doctors, nurses, you know... we kind of see how things have moved on from grandma's time. Grandma's very worried about her daughter.
Yeah.
Her granddaughter. And then the mum comes as well.
Yes.
Which is nice, and it's needed that scene.
I agree.
You did show another side of her.
Yeah.
As well.
That she has got a heart underneath everything, and she does want to be there for her.
Absolutely. And then the final part of the film is grandma kind of sorting out her current situation as well, which is really nice part of grandma learning from her granddaughter.
Yes, definitely.
Because Sage was just really brave and is sorting out her situation, so grandma goes to sort out...
kind of take control of her life and stop it spinning.
Yeah, out of control.
Yeah, and goes to speak to...
Ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a really lovely little scene, and, you know, as it goes towards the end, they've reconciled a little, but nothing too concrete. And as grandma walks off, although there's no kind of neat bow around the package of the film, it's one day and life's going to go on.
Mm-hmm.
I think you get a real lovely sense as you see her walk into the distance that...
Yeah, I love films where the end is someone walking off.
Yeah.
I think you can't beat it.
You can't. It was a great song as well by Angus and Julia Stone at the end there. And it was just a really long shot as well of her leaving. Really nice.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. A beautiful end.
We normally do a star rating. We find it quite difficult to do star ratings.
Are we at out of 5?
Yeah, out of 5. I'd probably give it 4.
4? Yeah. Feeling harsh. I was going to go for a...
Lots of reviews have given it a 3.
I was going for 3.5. Can I have that?
Yeah.
Can I have a 0.5?
You can.
Great.
Sam's not here. Sure.
3.5. Let's break all the rules.
Yeah. Thank you, Jenna, for joining me in
Room. Thank you for having me. I've loved being in Room.
I hope you enjoyed the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening.
If you'd listen to it like 3 or 4 times so that my listening figures are higher than Sam's, that would be great.
Just to rub it in. Because he may be walked off without the microphone. So it was a bit stressful this morning. Thanks, Sam.
Cheers, Sam.
All right, we will see you next week. Have a lovely week, listeners. Goodbye from Helen.
Bye from Jenna.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.